There's a big football game coming up this weekend in East Lansing, and the University of Michigan is highly favored to win. This is Lisa Berry, and whether it's coaching or the quarterback or enthusiastic fans that push the Wolverines to victory, there's a little-known recipe for their success and my personal solution to all of life's problems, cookies. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is one of five Ann Arbor women who each week bake dozens of homemade cookies for the team. Welcome, Penny Griffin.
Thank you.
How did this homemade cookie tradition get started?
Well, one of my classmates in high school, I think, started it, and then we moved here 14 years ago, and she asked me to bake, and I volunteered and said I would, and then she passed away a few years ago, and they asked me if I would take it over. So I contact the other four ladies every summer and ask them if they want to bake, and every one of them wants to, and so we bake for every home and away game. And then if there happens to be a bowl game, we'll bake for that. But we bake between 6 and 8 dozen, each of us, every week.
And you make them on your own, or do you all get together?
No, we make them on our own. We buy our own ingredients. When Coach Harbaugh came on board last year, he got a nutritionist. And at first, the nutritionist wanted all good things for the team and didn't want any cookies. And we said, well, if they wanted fruit and nuts and pretzels and stuff like that, the university could buy it. But we were trying to give the team something from home, because there's nothing like something from home that's homemade. And the boys started asking for it before she had a chance to really know what was going on. And so the answer came back, make whatever you want.
So what kind of cookies do you make?
Well, I try to make a variety. I've made peanut butter, I've made oatmeal, I've made chocolate chip, I make another cookie. I try to find cookies that make at least 6 or 8 dozen so I don't have to double the recipe. And I look for ingredients when they're on sale.
So these are cookies that go to the University of Michigan Wolverine football team every week, whether they're at home or away.
Right.
How do they get distributed?
Well, on Thursdays, we take them down for away games. On Fridays, we take them down for home games. And according to NCAA rulings, we're not allowed to give the cookies to the football team ourselves. So there's a gal down at Chembeckler Hall that we drop off the cookies, and she makes sure that they get them. And they eat them after every game.
Have you received any recognition from coaches or players that they are enjoying the cookies?
Oh, yes. We've gotten thank you notes. When Rodriguez was here, we got thank you notes. The same with Brady Hoke, and he sent us things. We've also heard from Coach Harbaugh thanking us. And when we did them for Coach Carr, he invited us to his office one day, and we didn't know what we were up against, and it turned out he took us in to meet the whole football team and introduced us as the Cookie Ladies, and they hooped and hollered and started yelling out their favorite kinds.
And what were those?
Well, what we've been, mainly peanut butter and chocolate chip, but they'll take anything.
If U of M wins against MSU on Saturday, will you take some credit for your cookies being part of the victory?
Oh, we always do. We hope it helps, and if not, then it's a nice consolation. Go Blue!
All right, Penny Griffin, Ann Arbor, one of the Cookie Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.